Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents William W. Johnstone Smoke Jensen, Mountain Man number 37, Savagery of the Mountain Man. Narrated by Dylan Lynch, with performances by James Lewis, Drew Copas, Elizabeth Jernigan, Richard Rowan, Johann Detweiler, David Coyne, Bradley Smith, Nanette Savard, Christopher Grayville, MJ Casey, Ken Jackson, Eric Messner, Thomas Keegan, Kimberly Gilbert, Alexander Strain, Joe Brack, Nick DePinto, Christopher Sheeran, Dylan Lynch, and Stephen Carpenter.
Los Brazos, New Mexico Territory. It had been over a month since Pearly left Sugarloaf. In that time, he had maintained a southern drift with no particular destination in mind. Only a need to continue to put distance and time between himself and the events that had led to Lucy being killed. During his six-week-long sojourn, he had stayed no longer in any one town than he needed to, sometimes taking a part-time job for a couple of days or so, just to earn enough money to keep going. Over the last month, he had worked in a livery, had loaded and unloaded freight wagons, and had even stood in for a week as a bartender. At one ranch, he had spent a day breaking horses, getting $5 for each horse he broke. Then, in the little town of Jasper, Colorado, he built on an extra room for a widow who earned her keep by making pies. The widow, whose name was Diane, suggested, both by word and action, that if Pearly wanted to stay on, she would more than welcome his company. But Pearly declined the offer as tactfully as he could.
That's all right, cowboy. If you ever get tired of seeing what's just over the next hill, you can always come back.
As Pearly rode off, he wondered if he made a mistake in not taking up the widow's offer. It wasn't as if he would have been cheating on Lucy, and the diversion might have helped in the healing process. But even as he considered that, he knew that it would not have been the right thing to do. Not for him, and not for Diane. After another week of riding, he happened across the little town of Los Brazos, which lay fly-blown and dying as it baked in the hot New Mexico sun. The first building he passed was a railroad depot, though there was no railroad serving the town. Feeling the need of a beer to cut the trail dust, Pearly dismounted in front of the Casa de la Suerte Cantina, which was the only saloon in the small town. The inside was more pleasant than the outside had promised, with a chandelier and a long, polished bar. The bartender was Mexican, and he stood at the far end of the bar, leaning back against the wall with his arms folded across his chest and a small piece of rawhide dangling from his lips.
A beer.
Hey! How come you serve that stranger and you don't serve me?
Because, Senor Dempster, already you are drunk, I think. And the more borracho, the drunker you get, the meaner you get. Besides, you lied to me when you said you didn't have to work today. Senor Ben had to make the run to Chama without you.
Since when is it any of your business whether or not I go to work?
It is none of my business if you do not go to work, but it is my business if I make Senor Montgomery enfadado. This is his place, and he could fire me.
He ain't gonna fire you for selling me another drink. Hell, that's what saloons do, ain't it? Sell drinks to their customers? What the hell are you looking at, you pie-faced weasel?
Mister, don't try to draw me into all this. I just stopped in here for a beer.
Yeah? Well, you finished it, so get.
Senor Dempster, to my customers like that, you cannot talk.
I'll talk to anyone any damn way I want. Dempster!
Turning toward the door of the saloon, Pearly saw a gray-haired, gray-bearded man, short, stocky, and angry.
What do you want?
Where were you when the stage left this morning?
There didn't nobody come to wake me up. If somebody had come to wake me up in time, I wouldn't have missed the stage.
It ain't nobody else's job to wake you up in the morning. If you hadn't been hungover, you would have been able to wake yourself up. And look at you. You're drunk now.
Come on.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?